PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are acknowledge and conceal.
There's Word Girl, our hero, receiving her 199th key to the city. Meanwhile, let's count how many keys your humble narrator has received. What? Oh, zero. Does that sound fair?
Excuse me, I'm having a moment here.
Okay, okay, it's your show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today, by offering this key to the city, we acknowledge the heroic efforts of Legit Pajam.
Thank you, thank you. This is... Wait, don't you mean Word Girl?
Wait. Hey, I think the card's upside down. Well, thank you, Word Girl.
Thank you. I just can't believe this, really. I mean, has it been 199 keys to the city already? So, should we start with some action shots?
Later, certified villain school villains, Big Left Hand Guy, and Invisibil.
That's me, Invisibil!
Yes, we know. They're celebrating their successful robbery at Big Left Hand Guy's Big Left Loft.
It looks so small, huh? How can it open a city, huh?
Hey, Big Left! Hello! Bye-bye! Here I am! Now I'm not! Look at me! Now I'm gone!
Yeah, that's great. You know, with your power to conceal yourself and my incredible ability to hail a cab, we can't be stopped!
We'll be supervillains! Hooray! Everybody from villain school will be like, look at those guys! Hey, is that Invisibil? We love Invisibil! Yay, Invisibil!
They sure will! Now we just have to wait for Word Girl to stop crimes. Then we swoop in and re-steal the stolen goods right out of her tiny, not huge hands.
But wouldn't it be easier to just go steal our own things?
Yeah, I kind of like it the long way.
You're right! It's more fun! Yay! Invisibil! That's who I am! Ouchie.
The next morning in the Botsford backyard.
Great compost heap! That's what we're going to have once I get this composter set up. After we put in these used-up fruit and veggie scraps, they'll become natural food for our garden, and the Botsford backyard will be the compostiest, heapiest yard on the block.
Is that really a good thing?
It sure is, Becky, but good for you for questioning authority. Now, go collect the lint from behind the fridge. That goes in the compost heap, too.
All right.
Hey, why so down? It's just some lint.
Oh, it's nothing. Except that someone stole the key to the city right out of my hand.
You got the key to the city?
You heard that?
Sure did. I have 20/20 hearing. In high school, they called me the human ear.
Oh, well, I was just rehearsing for a play.
I love plays. In high school, they also called me the human play actor. What play is it?
It's called... A K key to every city.
I love that play! In high school, they also...
Oh, someone's robbing the jewelry store! This would be a perfect opportunity for a superhero to save the day and get the city to acknowledge her heroic efforts again!
Oh, phew. Never thought I'd be relieved to see that guy. You know what, Dad? I just remembered I have, a singing practice for the play.
All right. Have fun.
Come on, Bob.
Wait a minute. There are no songs in A Key to Every City. Well, high school was a long time ago. I guess they changed it.
Blah, blah, blah. Word girl stops amazing rope guy and recovers the jewels. Let's get to the good part.
Everything's fine now, citizens. I've stopped the villain and recovered these jewels.
Yay!
I'll take acknowledgement from my fans over A Key to the City any day of the week. Calls for a little cape in the wind, don't you think?
I hope and trust you've learned your lesson in spades, and don't think you're concealing anything with that flimsy mask. I know you're that rope fellow. You have all these... Oh! Oh, gee!
Follow those jewels, Captain Huggy Face!
Invisible! Hurry up! Doctor!
Hold it right there!
So long!
Oh, let's go!
Hi.
Let's see what's in the other hand. I don't get it. Something must be up with Big Left Hand Guy. I mean, that was exactly how my key was stolen. Good idea, Huggy. We'll follow him and find out what's going on.
All right, she's gone, Invisible. Invisible? Uh-oh. Invisible!
That's me!
Wait, I'm mad.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What happened? Invisible had to walk all the way home, by himself, in the cold, in flip-flops! You took the cab without me!
It was a mistake. I thought you were in it.
You know, sometimes I just feel so invisible.
Well, you can conceal yourself. You're invisible!
No, I need attention!
Don't you think I'm doing a good job being me?
Of course!
Well, then maybe you can acknowledge my hard work once in a while. Give me a big thumbs up or something. Or say, yay, when I do something.
Sure thing!
Somebody call for a taxi.
No!
Wow, I guess even villains need acknowledgement. Something that says, yes, what you're doing is being noticed. Good job. Like a thumbs up.
Hey, it's Word Girl. Isn't that something?
Word Girl? Bye-bye.
And Captain Huggy Face. A monkey throw! Maybe that was the wrong way to go in this situation. Hey, where'd that other guy go?
Later, with one big left half of a crime team in jail, Becky Botsford returns home to ponder how to catch an invisible thief.
Key to every city. Da, 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 da. Oh, hey, Becky and Bob. I was...
That's a nice-looking compost heap. I'm trying to set one up in my place. Maybe you can help.
Why, I'd love to. You know, in high school, and he's gone.
You really did a great job, Dad. Congratulations.
No. Congratulations are not in order. I made a compost heap to help out our yard and Mother Nature, not for the acknowledgement of my fellow humans. Doing good deeds is what's important, Becky. Not having people tell you those deeds are good. Good deeds, good little deeds.
Dad's right, Huggy. Solving crimes and stopping villains is what matters. Not keys to the city or adoring fans or the way people's eyes light up when I walk down the street or the way they chant, Word Girl, Word Girl. Oh, yeah, sorry. Come on! I have a plan to stop that invisible guy! Thanks for doing this again, Mr. Mayor. It's part of a plan, you know. It's really not about me getting another key, I swear. It's not like I need another key.
Right. Lajik Pajam. Here is the key to the city. Lajik Pajam?
I'll just put that there and ignore it. Yep, not paying attention to that key at all. Let's go, Huggy!
Taxi! Taxi, please! Come on, taxi! Come on! Why can't an invisible guy get a taxi in this town?
You're caught, whoever you are.
Invisible! I mean, forget it. No one's here.
Well, I guess Big Left Hand Guy was the one committing all those crimes with no help from anyone. What a super villain! Too bad, because if someone was helping out, I would think he did a great job at concealing himself. You know, hiding himself, like maybe by turning invisible? Someone with that ability would certainly be acknowledged as a first-class villain.
They would?
Hooray! Invisible! That's me! Invisible's a super villain! Hello! Bye-bye! Hello!
This is kind of funny. Okay, stop right there!
You can't see me. I'm invisible. Invisible! Yay!
Yeah, you are, but he's not.
Aw, sticks. Can you at least acknowledge that I'm a supervillain?
Well, I would have, but you got caught.
Great job, Legit Pajam!
Awkward.
No, I'm fine with it. I don't need acknowledgement. In fact, I'm not even gonna do the whole cape in the wind thing. Justice is all the reward I need.
Are you sure? The wind is pretty good right now. You know you want to. Capey, windy.
Okay, maybe just a little capey windy.
And so, Word Girl saves the city from evil once again. This time from a man with the incredible power to conceal himself.
Incredible! Hey, that's not bad.
Yes, it is. Join us next time for an exciting, awesome, stupendous adventure of Legit Pajam.
You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, I couldn't. Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is elegant. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Elegant means stylish and dignified, like Captain Huggy Face in that tuxedo and top hat.
That's correct. I'd say Huggy looks almost as elegant as a certain game show host.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, no one. Hey, what's that off in the distance? Perhaps I should take a look. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl velvet cape!
How elegant.
Really? A cape? You think that makes him more elegant than I am?
Yes.
Uh-huh. No doubt.
Okay, then. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words mimic and hoopla.
Just another profitable day for Mr. Big, who has found yet another way to make money. Birthdays.
Everyone loves to make a big hoopla out of their birthday. So, I open Mr. Big's birthday time all the time party store. High five, Leslie. All right, but I can't take all the credit for my success. There is one little lady who has really helped make this store a hit.
Well, sir, I guess it's...
Eileen!
That was mine!
Give me that my door. Most loyal customer. It's not a day until I see your cute little face in here buying things.
Today is my birthday.
Oh, I know, sweetheart. I know.
And the mayor is gonna buy me whatever I want. Right, Mayor Weyer?
Gosh, I'm not sure the city has enough money in the budget to buy all those toys. How about picking just one out of the pile?
But today is my birthday.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Today is her birthday.
Do you have to mimic the baby talk? I find it annoying.
Eileen, pay no attention to her. The way you talk is adorable.
Buy me my birthday toys, Mr. Mayor, or I'll get mad.
We'll take all these birthday presents. Buying her a birthday present every day is still cheaper than cleaning up the mess birthday girl makes if she gets loose in this town.
Thank you. Come again.
See you tomorrow, because tomorrow is my birthday.
It sure is, sweetie. Wait. I just had an idea. What if I somehow made all the boys and girls in town think every day was their birthday?
You're gonna make every kid think every day is their birthday?
Yes. Think of the hoopla that would create and the money.
Hold on to your evil laugh for a second. Your plan has a slight problem.
Oh.
Normal kids don't turn into big green monsters when they don't get all the toys they want. When they act like Eileen, they usually just get in trouble from their parents.
Ah, right. So you think I should make all the parents in town think every day is their kid's birthday?
I didn't.
After all, the parents are the ones who buy the birthday presents. Oh, that's a great idea, Leslie. Have you ever heard me make this sound?
Mwah! How?
What?
Are you going to make all the parents think every day is their kid's birthday?
Oh, let me think. Oh! Oh! Hey! Oh! I've got it! Mind control. Mwah! Mwah! Moing! Moing!
Later at the Botsford's house, Mr. Botsford is watching the news, while Becky, Bob, and TJ are watching Mr. Botsford watch the news.
Oh. Oh, see? I just mimicked you, but you're going to have to wait your turn to watch TV.
Dad, why do you even want to watch the news anyway? They just make a big hoopla about nothing.
Well, as an adult, I like to keep up to date on all the important current events.
Is it someone's birthday today? Come to Mr. Big's birthday time, all the time, party store. Presents, pointy hats, noisemakers, cake, yummy cake, pin the tail on the donkey. Yeah. And if you find a birthday supply store with lower prices, bring in your receipt and I'll eat it.
What? Leslie!
That says beat it, not eat it.
Oh, right. Well, beat it? No. Well, we'll look into that. No promises. We have everything for all your birthday party needs. Today is your child's birthday. Buy things at Mr. Big's birthday time all the time. Party store. Why not? Hurry!
Your mattress is free!
See you soon.
Wow, that commercial sure had a lot of hoopla. What is Mr. Big up to?
What am I doing? Today is your birthday. I need to start planning your birthday parties. Come on!
Whoa!
Let's go to Mr. Big's birthday time all the time party store and buy you kids some presents.
Yeah, okay.
But today is not our birthday.
Becky, if Dad says it's our birthday, then it's our birthday.
I knew it. I bet Mr. Big is using some kind of mind control again. We should go along and investigate.
Meanwhile, back at Mr. Big's party store, there is quite a lot of hoopla.
Yee-hee! It's working! High five, Leslie! Okay, we have to work on our high fives, but look! Look, everyone is buying!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! It's your birthday! TJ! I got it! A baseball birthday party. You and your friends can mimic your favorite players!
Ooh, thanks, Dad!
Hey, anything for my favorite boy on his birthday!
Dad, do you know when TJ's birthday is?
Today!
Becky, don't blow this!
Dad, when is my birthday?
Today.
I mean, what date?
Every day is your birthday. So today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after that.
Let's see. Green eyes, strange behavior, buying stuff from Mr. Big. I think we have a mind control situation. Word!
Hey, do you know a special girl who would like the new Pretty Princess Magic Pony limited edition unicorn figurine for her birthday?
Me! It's my birthday! Well, maybe having a birthday every day isn't the worst thing in the world.
At first, kids all over town were ecstatic having a birthday every day. And what appeared to be a dream come true for the children of the city and a financial boon for the city's clown union had an unexpected result. Kids became less and less excited about their birthday parties and their birthday presents, even Becky and TJ.
Oh, this is too much.
Can someone help me?
TJ?
Help! I'm buried! I never thought I'd say this, but I don't want any more birthday presents.
This has gone too far.
Happy birthday! Here's your cake.
Dad, no! 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 No!
Attention, shoppers! Word Girl is here, so it's time for this birthday party to end! I don't think anyone heard me over all the hoopla. Oh, well, I'd be happy to tell you. A hoopla is a big, exciting event where everyone is making a noisy fuss.
I heard you over all the hoopla, and so did Leslie, right, Leslie?
What?
Well, I have a few more words for you. Stop using mind control on all the parents.
No. Hey, parents, time to play a new party game. It's called Throw Your Birthday Cake at Word Girl.
Uh-oh.
Even though you're the ones covered in cake, the sweet taste of victory is mine. Eileen, what are you doing here?
Today is my birthday, and I want my presents. Everything is gone.
Well, Eileen, today is a special day because it's a lot of children's birthday.
No.
Eileen.
It's my birthday.
Eileen.
And it's only mine!
Mine! Eileen. Please stop destroying my store! Let me go. Let me go, and you can have anything in the store.
There's nothing in the store! Where's my presents?
Word Girl, help me!
First, give me the mind control device.
Here.
Why are we buying all this stuff?
It's not even my kid's birthday. In fact, I don't even have a kid.
And why were we mimicking the behavior of Birthday Girl?
Yeah!
What does mimic mean?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Well, when you mimic someone, it means you imitate them. It could mean you sound like them, but it can also mean that you act like them or look like them. You were mostly mimicking Birthday Girl's behavior. But it wasn't your fault. It was Mr. Big and his mind control again.
Hi! No refunds.
Word Girl, why didn't we like it when every day was our birthday? Usually I can't wait until my birthday, but when it was every day, I stopped caring about it.
Maybe the great thing about birthdays isn't the presents, although they're very nice. It's about feeling special. And if every day is your birthday, it's like not having a birthday at all. Can you keep it down? I'm trying to make a point.
It's my birthday!
You mentioned that before.
Word Girl, it really is my birthday. For reals.
Really? Wow. What a strange day this must have been for you. Well, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
No,
happy birthday!
Birthday Girl, you know how you love the way it feels when people wish you a happy birthday? Well, sometimes it's fun to give that feeling to someone else. It's really this girl's birthday. Also, it's her birthday also. Try wishing her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And so, once again, after all the hoopla, Word Girl saves the day. Some may mimic her, but no one can defeat her. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Word Girl.
Cake.
Wow.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!